Chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will reverse the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they will possess it. These are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For Yahweh says, We have heard a voice of trembling, a voice of fear, and not of peace. Ask now, and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. It will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of armies, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and will burst your bonds. Strangers will be no more, make them their bondservants. But they will serve Yahweh their God, and David their king, whom I raise up with them. Therefore, don't be afraid, O Jacob my servant, says Yahweh. Don't be dismayed, Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and save your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return, and will be quiet and at ease. No one will make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you. For I will make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure, and will in no way leave you unpunished. For Yahweh says, Your hurt is incurable, your wound is grievous. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you, they don't seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Why do you cry over your injury? Your pain is incurable. For the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you will be devoured. All your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity. Those who plunder you will be plundered. I will make all who prey on you become a prey. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wound, says Yahweh, because they have called you an outcast, saying, It is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Yahweh says, Behold, I will reverse the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have compassion on his dwelling places. The city will be built on its own hill, and the palace will be inhabited in its own place. Thanksgiving will proceed out of them, with the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they will not be few. I will also glorify them, and they will not be small. Their children also will be as before, and their congregation will be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince will be one of them, and their ruler will proceed from among them. I will cause him to draw near, and he will approach me. For who is he who has had boldness to approach me, says Yahweh? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, Yahweh's storm, his wrath, has gone out, a sweeping storm. It will burst on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not return until he has accomplished, and until he has performed the intentions of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it.